Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
With the TikTok algorithm, we talked a little bit about it, okay? But I'm going to show a quick video on some of the things that you need to consider when using for TikTok. So yesterday, we talked about a couple of things with growing your TikTok, like, you know, making sure you niche down, okay, posting at the right times, using other people's content, right? putting yourself side by side using Duet or stitching part of their video to the beginning of your video. Okay. So you want to intrigue people within those first few seconds, and that will do it. Okay. Especially if you have a unique perspective. We talked about participating in challenges, jumping in on trend sounds and songs, because the platform will highlight your information better, and then making sure you cross promote your TikTok on other social media. So those were some of the things that we talked about yesterday. This video was going to talk about a few more things. So if you have your notes, make sure you, write down what this blogger is going to tell us about YouTube, about TikTok. Okay. So I already have this video up. Let me go in and just bring it over. Okay. And this is all about the TikTok algorithm. So it's basically about how to get your new TikTok page, if you're just starting on TikTok, how to get more followers, basically how to showcase your content and grow your page. Okay, let me make it bigger. And you know what? I'm going to stop share and then reshare, so that way I can make sure that you can hear the sound. I'm optimizing it for sound. All right. So this is about 4 minutes, 30 seconds.
Know about the TikTok algorithm in 2022. There's a lot to go through, so I'm just going to jump right into it. And make sure you watch till the end, because I'm giving you three tried and true ways to hack the algorithm and go viral. As you know, the TikTok algorithm is complex. Questions like, how does TikTok decide which videos get pushed on For You pages? How come some videos go viral and others don't? How often should I be posting? How long should my videos be? There are so many questions about how TikTok works, and to be honest with you, TikTok is still pretty hush-hush about the algorithm. But they have given us some breadcrumbs here and there, aka some important details like what factors do influence the algorithm. So, there are six main factors that influence it. Number one, video likes, comments, shares, completions, and rewatches. The more engagement a TikTok gets, the more likely it'll be served to larger audiences. And a little bit later on in this video, I'll give you some tips on how you can encourage completions and rewatches. Number two, subject matter. TikTok categorizes content based on user interests, so subject matter is an important factor when it comes to reach. Number three, device settings. The algorithm recognizes certain device settings like posting locations and language, typically sharing local content. Number four, audio. Audio trends are massive on TikTok, so when a video includes a trending sound or song, the more likely it could be served to a larger audience. Number five, hashtags and caption keywords. Including hashtags and keywords in your content lets the algorithm know what your video and page is about. Number six, user activity and not interested feedback. And lastly, the algorithm aims to serve high interest content to each user, and it uses previous activity to determine what's best. With those factors in mind, I do have a few ways that you can hack the TikTok algorithm and boost your views. Just remember that the TikTok algorithm is always adapting, changing, and learning from user behavior. And because it is still a relatively new platform, a lot of what works best is gonna come through trial and error and also experimenting. But here are three tried and true ways you can hack the algorithm. One, hook your audience within the first 3 seconds. Like I already mentioned, when a user watches a video in full, it lets the TikTok algorithm know that people like this content and they want to watch it. TikTok tends to favor videos that are easy to digest, have a seamless loop, and cater to users who have a short attention span. Knowing this, you want to hook your audience right away, specifically in the first 3 seconds of your video. TikTok is an endless scroll, and users are quick to jump to the next video. Try hooking your audience with a question right off the bat, or use on-screen text to tease what you're about to tell them. Two, focus on a niche. We've learned this hack firsthand from experience growing Later's TikTok. If you aren't already following us on TikTok, by the way, what are you doing? I'll link it in the description below. Anyway, the more you share videos related to your niche, directed at a specific audience, the more the TikTok algorithm will recognize it and begin to push your videos to the right people. What content themes resonate with your target audience? Is it beauty tutorials? Maybe it's dating advice, comedy sketches, reviews? Once you decide your content themes, experiment using industry-specific hashtags. I'll use later for example. We typically share hashtags like hashtag social media tips, hashtag social media manager, and hashtag Instagram news. Including those hashtags essentially tells the algorithm, hey TikTok, look over here. Our account shares tips and tricks for social media managers. Please show our videos to those users. 3, use on-screen text and captions. To ensure users are watching your videos the whole way through, make sure you're including on-screen text for every single video you put out. It's easy enough to do, and the benefits are just beyond. Not only does it help people who are watching without sound, but it's also helpful for those who are hearing impaired. Plus, TikTok has an automatic captions feature, so you don't have to spend time transcribing your videos yourself. I also want to note that TikTok videos have a very long shelf life. A video you post may go viral a few days, weeks, or even months after you originally share it. Now, I didn't fully get to touch on how to go viral on TikTok in this video, but if you want to learn one influencer's secret and how she's gained over 4 million followers on social media, you can just click here to watch that video. See you later. This is
all right. So those were a few of the gems on how the TikTok algorithm works. Okay. So what were some things that you picked up from the video? So post them in chat or come off of raise your hand so you can utilize a mic. Think about what are you doing already and what are some things that you would add based on just the suggestions from this video. Now, that was done by later.com. Later is also a social media management platform as well, just like Hootsuite that we talked about yesterday. So you can check that out too to kind of gather all of your social media in one to help you post on a schedule so that you're not trying to post individually every single day, one by one. All right. So what were some things that you all took away from that particular video? Okay. Using captions. I know I've asked about captions before. I'm like, hey, I don't get those there. But you see, it's already embedded in. So definitely use it. Using hashtags. All right. Because a lot of times when people are looking at these things, sometimes they're in places where they can't talk, right? So utilizing that so that we can see it on our phone and we can just see it and we may not be able to listen to the music or whatever because you can't have your headphones in. So it just depends, right? Plus, it also reaches an audience who may be hard of hearing or deaf. So that helps as well. So a lot of times I don't think people think about that audience, but being that I used to do sign language at my church, so that's, I think about that a lot sometimes. All right. Have a good hook. Yes. Those first 3 seconds are very important, right? Having a product that catches the viewer's eye. Good. Okay. So you definitely want to catch it because, you know, when you're scrolling, you're just scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. You tend to, I know, I guess I do it too. I scroll and then, something has to stop me. Something has to stop me in the scroll. Because sometimes I'm just scroll, like, and then I just keep going and I keep going. So definitely having something that's going to, catch that attention. And a lot of times having the text on the screen too will help because if you're scrolling and you just see something, really big, it's going to, help you. It's just going to help you to stop.